Following Kenya's decision to close two of its biggest refugee camps, some observers think it's time to focus on effective alternatives for displaced persons. The average time they spend there is 17 years, meaning refugee camps are no longer a temporary solution. Camps offer poor living and security conditions and little access to health care or education. As a result, a majority of refugees are now making their way to the cities. RFI's Claire Broadhurst spoke to Sonia Ben Ali, the co-founder of the NGO Urban Refugees.
Refugees do not want to live in refugee camps. They are not okay with the current way that the humanitarian system deals with their lives. I did think that refugees go in cities, and I mean, this is what I've been seeing in the field, what all the, from all the stories that I've heard from refugees. They do not want to depend on humanitarian aid. They want to rebuild their lives. Living in a refugee camp and being dependent for your own survival on humanitarian aid is not something that people in general would like for them. So refugees very naturally just go to cities to rebuild their lives. They're not okay with the current way that we manage refugee crisis, basically.
So what are the alternative solutions then?
Basically, when you look at it, there are a number of programs in cities that are actually already working and producing very good impact on refugees. Typically, you would have helping the host community integrate refugees through services that benefit them, but also the refugees. So, for example, that would mean that instead of building a refugee camp and then maintaining it for years, which costs a lot of money, it would be much more effective to actually invest in infrastructures in the local community, in the host country, in the health system, in the education system, so that it can benefit both the host population and refugees. This is, I think, the best alternative that we can find at the moment, the one in which both the host community and refugees benefit from.
That was Sonia Ben Ali, co-founder of the NGO Urban Refugees, speaking to Claire Broadhurst.